Mitzvah boy yosim mi b'shluchai. The Gemara says this as I yisoy, that even though shluchai shel adam kimoisoy, there would have been a mokim to dan that if you're really taking this seriously, mamish, so this mamish lo chilek. Mali, if I did it myself, or I did it myself with my shliach. Maybe this b'chlal no milo. That's what I could have thought. Shteita had gosha in maybe a chiddush even in shlichus that im calls a kimoisoy. It's kimoisoy, but not moisoy. Yeah, it's not mamish the zachalein. And there's a mitzvah by a mitzvah that you should do it yourself, but like really yourself, not using a shliach. The Gemara uses this concept for kedushin and for kavod Shabbos. We mentioned that the Magen Avraham in Kama Makoimis, in Simen Reish Nun by Hilchus Kavod Shabbos, in Simen Tof Lamed Beis by Hilchus Bedikas Chometz, and in a few other places as well, that this is a klal by all mitzvahs. Me'idach Gisa, there are Achroinim, we saw it brought down a Pesachei Tshuva, in Eben HaEzer Simen Lamed Hey, that brings the Yad HaMelech, that has its Adnat, that maybe this is limited only to certain mitzvahs. We're going to go into a little bit. But one at a time, let's talk about Kedushin first. We said yesterday that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Is there a mitzvah of Kedushin? The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he counts two separate mitzvahs, Mitzvah Reish Yud Beis and Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, the mitzvah of Pruravu and the mitzvah of Kedushin. It's a mitzvah. The Chinuch, Mitzvah Aleph in Bereishis is Pruravu. Mitzvah Tov Kuf Nun Beis is the mitzvah of Kedushin. Me'idach Yisrael, there are Rishonim, we said a Rosh, there are others, but we said a Rosh and Ksubis. There's no mitzvah of Kedushin. It's a Hechatimtzah to do Pruravu. It's possible to do Pruravu even without Kedushin, over the normal life in the Zayideh Kedushin. But Ad Kedei Kach, says the Rosh, that the bracha of Birchas Erisin, which, interruption, you don't even do yourself, someone's doing it for you. Shluch HaShaladim Kamaisai. B'derech Klal, the Masada Kedushin is being moit, it's not his bracha. He's being moitzi the chasin, using a concept called Shemei HaKoine. But the Rosh says that Birchas Erisin is not even a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It can be made after the Kedushin, and it's a Birchas HaShevach, in spite of the fact that you say, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvahs HaVitzivonu Al V'chulei. We were Ma'ayr Ha'aro, in the din of mitzvah bo yoisimi b'shluchai. Let's go to an extreme case. Do you have to go to the store yourself to buy a talis, or you can send someone else to buy the talis for you? There's a limit how far back reaching do you say that mitzvah boy only on the mitzvah itself or upon a hechsher mitzvah that's directly connected to the mitzvah. We can be in a spoil, and I'm getting straight to that point now, like the Rosh, that there's no mitzvah of Kedushin, it's just the mitzvah of Pruravu, but vaistois that Kedushin as the hechsher mitzvah of getting to Pruravu, it's not an Atarik mitzvah, but as the hechsher, direct hechsher mitzvah to get to Pruravu, is enough mitzvahdik that, yeah, mitzvah boy, you should do it yourself. Besides, asur l'adam l'kadosh ad shi'arenu and that whole jazz, but in Kedushin, there would be as I'm saying, we were matzia that efsher b'das the Rambam nishtazoi. Efsher, lu yitzuyer, ken zayin, that the Rambam would hold that in any hechsher mitzvah, in fact, there would not be mitzvah by Yosef B'shluchai. Conveniently enough, like the Rambam Kedushin is doch a mitzvah alein. And as such, that's why this mitzvah boy. We can ask, and the Rabbi Avram ben Harambam asks in Shuva, from a Gemara Moed Kondach Yitches that's discussing about getting married on Chol HaMoed, whether Ein Ma'ar ben Simcha b'Simcha, without getting involved in all those details, I am the Gemara Moed Kondach, but the quote is, maybe there's a difference between Erisin. Erisin doesn't mean engagement. It means Chalosh Kedushin. Erisin, the loy ka'ovid mitzvah, as opposed to Nesuin, the ka'ovid mitzvah. Interesting. The Gemara says, Erisin is not a mitzvah. Nesuin is a mitzvah. The Rambam Pashta says, we're talking here about Kedushin. Erisin. And he calls it a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kedushin. He counts in the dominion of mitzvahs. I'll tell you something interesting. The Rambam, when you want to be medayik, what the Shitas HaRambam is about any topic, the places to be medayik are the Yad HaChazaka, yeah? There's also the Pirush HaMishnayis LaHarambam, which was originally written in Arabic, and it was translated, and we rely on the translation. There's the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaHarambam, but actually a fourth and another place where you can be medayik in a Rambam, the gedder of a mitzvah, the gedder of a din, b'chlal, is in Yad HaChazaka, but besides the halachas, there's always a mafteach. Before every perek or section or chelik of Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam sums which mitzvahs are going to be found in that chelik and says a few choice words for them. And the oilam is medayik there also. The Rambam says in Hilchus Ishus there are two mitzvahs. The two mitzvahs that he mentioned in Hilchus that we said. The mitzvah Pruravu And then he also mentions the mitzvah of lisa isha b'ksuba v'kedushin, to do nesuin with an isha with ksuba v'kedushin. This is the mitzvah is nesuin. Quote, Moed Katan, lisa isha is kavod mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to do nesuin dor ksuba v'kedushin. The ksuba v'kedushin is, should I use the word heksher? Lisa isha al yidei ksuba v'kedushin. You know, we make a bracha of birchas erusin. Now, don't get me wrong. Like the Rosh, birchas erusin is a birchas. No? Hashvach. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. That's the point. Like the Rambam, it in fact is a birchas hamitzvah. The Rambam says you have to make the birchas erusin koidim, and it's a birchas hamitzvah. Aye, the mitzvah's nesuin. Catch on. It's more than heksher. There's a mitzvah to do kedushin and get to nesuin.
It's a mitzvah, and the bracha is a mitzvah.
Yes.
Avadah should be done by the chassan.
Avadah should be done by the chassan, and technically the Rambam says it's done by the chassan. The oilam is noyig that the masad the kedushin is moitzi him with shemeya ka'ina, and it's a horror. Yes, yesterday also. Maybe we do, and b'cholat when we do shemeya ka'ina, I don't suggest anyone by his kedushin to use a star instead of a ring, or to say he wants to make the birchas erusin himself. You know, just go protocol, regular. But I wanted to say a fascinating horror. I'll tell you, Ramayza, there was a crazy story. There was a guy who was geisesing. He was about to die. It's Shabbos afternoon. It's a story that happened to Rabbi Yashiv. He was dying. He was geisesing. It's Shabbos afternoon. They knew that he has no kids, and she's going to fall to Yibam. The Yibam is in Yenemekveld, not going to cooperate. She's going to be an aguna. I mean, the other quickly you try to give a get. You can't. It's Shabbos afternoon. He has 3 hours left. It's not going to even last before Shabbos. The Yibam is in Yenemekveld. The solution was, b'di'evit, it's not so posh, you're allowed to do this, on Shabbos, that he should marry a woman who's an erva to the yavam, and turn the yavam into a tzaras erva. And that was the solution. Now, they're doing a kedushin, this woman is masking to become a kodeshes for 3 hours, she's going to be an almana, not a grusha, she's going to be an almana.
It's easier to get married than to get divorced on Shabbos.
You can't write the get. You can't write on Shabbos. That's melacha deraisa to write on Shabbos kedushin, to make the chalais kedushin with a ring, is it issa derabanan? Is it issa derabanan? What? Yeah, I know. Kenyan on Shabbos, they were bending the rules. So that it's all good questions. I'm trying to get to a point. My point was, someone wanted a tiny oiber chacham. Don't make birchas erusin. They're doing a kedushin, so don't make birchas erusin. Because the mitzvah is lisa isha al yidei chuba kedushin. That's not the plan over here. The plan is it's kedushin and put a mimoyet kol yuches erusin lavka with mitzvah. Yeah, interesting thought. I don't know. Okay, kaponim. The Gemara says. There's a lot of questions on the story. The Gemara says that this. Okay, let's let roll. The Gemara says that mitzvah bo yosim is shluchai on kedushin, and we're discussing whether the kedushin is the mitzvah itself or even a heksher mitzvah. The Gemara's source though is from Hilchas Shabbos, and I want to get clear this nakuda. I did this yesterday. I'm going to do it again. Imagine for a minute that this wouldn't be true. That there's no such rule. Shluchai shel adam is mamish kemoisai. The ein shum yisroin maila schar. Kedushin, send the shliach. So what's the Gemara's? His file is that's not true. Because Geba Kuk, on Shabbos, Rava, Rav Safra, Machrech, Reisha, Rava, Malach, Shibuta, Ayin, Shabbos, Kuk, that's a list of Eid Amiram that did other things as well. The Gemara says, oh, you see from here, Mitzvah, Yosim, Mebushluchai, like the Magen Avraham, Aklal, and many parts of him, in Kol HaTerukula. What just happened? Basics. We were Madad yesterday in the Rambam. This Oynik Shabbos to have a candle on Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos. Perek Hey. The candle should be lit on Shabbos. Now, of course, you don't light it on Shabbos. You light it before Shabbos. So you should have Oynik on Shabbos. Is there any Indian you should do it yourself? Als Oynik? Trick question? No. I be that it's going to be there. But there's another day. Perek Lamed. Kovet. And we will medayk that Kovet Shabbos, the Rambam says, make the candle and all the hachanas on Friday. We will medayk that this is a din Zehu Kvoidoi. Whether you can dray that the Rambam means Zehu Kvoidoi, it's the covet of the person, or it's the covet of Shabbos. Someone said it should have said Zeu Kvoido. Well, we say Yenuchu Voi and Yenuchu Va. It depends if you daven us of Svar or Ashkenaz. But the Rambam says Zeu Kvoido. It's quite clear that covet Shabbos is its own set. The Bir Halacha discusses in Simen Reish Nun that you might do it before davening. The Sharatzian in Simen Reish Nun talks about the fact that you're even Mevatel Torah for this. You wouldn't be mevatel Torah stam as I for an inyan, but Derek probably say when it's efshar lasos, get ready al yidei acherim. Then you don't mevatel Torah, but hey, mitzvah boy. No, efshar al yidei acherim. It's the land. So what happened over here? Kavod Shabbos is way beyond. The Sharatzin talks about it. I think the Mishnah Berurah is in the Maram Kamis, but look at the Sharatzin as well in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Nun. Avada Kavod Shabbos is way up there, that it's an egin and mechayiv. Everyone did it, even Adam Choshev B'Yoyser, and it's a Bezunder Hilchas Shabbos Nikadin. And it has its own set of rules. It's even Bittul Torah, even Bittul Ichur Tefillah, and Ayin Shom, Ayin Shom. So how did we take that leap and say, oh, so if Rav Safra was Machrech Reisha, that's a raya that by Bedikas Chametz and making matzahs and who knows what the Morgan Avram says, there's an inyan, you should do it yourself. How did you get there? Good Shabbos. It's a big problem. I don't have a good teretz. But I'll speak out a ha'ara from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch. He's in Simen Reish Nun. Same Seder of Shulchan Aruch. The Baal Tanya. Shulchan Aruch Harav. He writes over there. He says, why does the Gemara Dafka quote these two Amayroi, Machrech Reish and Moloch Shibut? There's a whole bunch. So he goes into this idea, which I want to talk about also. Mitzvah Yoysei Mibishulchai doesn't mean you have to do everything. You can choose one, something. You show that you're involved also. Rav Safra was Machrech Reisha, but the rest of the Hachonis, the Anshei Beisoi, Ishtoi, Bonov, Avodov, Shvach HaShefoi, they all did it. You have to do something. What the Gemara is plugging in is that specifically Rav Safra, why did he do Machrech Reisha? That's Mevuzeh. And he could have chosen something else. And the reason is because he Bezunder had an Oinig from that thing. I still call it very nice to have a Bezunder Oinig from that thing, but still, dish it away and do something else. And that we see a connection of mitzvah by Yosef Mibashluchai. When Espal, one second, don't get the word. When Espal, that if Rav Safra chose this inyan dafka, it shows a tzustel to the idea of mitzvah by Yosef Mibashluchai. The Hainu Avad, the Hilchas Shabbos, it's its own set, and it has its own mechayiv, and zehu kvoidoi, and it's beyond. But still, that Rav Safra chose this specific thing when he could have chosen something else, shows mitzvah by Yosef Mibashluchai. Because without, yes, but I would have, without this, I would have said, maybe there's b'chlal no yisroin in doing it yourself. You see that it's a maila. Hagam, over here, the maila is being expressed in a k'nech of Kavod Shabbos. We're just squeezing into that nakuda that it's a maila, and then we apply it here. Kippel, what is the maila? It's America, middle of this month. It's already Yud Elul. What is it? No, this month is almost over. Where will we be up to? One second. Where will we be up
to?
Yeah. Oh, there's a shtickel Torah, Rabbi Yisrael is saying, that this, I hope to get to, you're pulling me there, there's a shaila, is mitzvah boy a schar tfei, or is the mitzvah itself more bishlemus, or maybe, a third shot, you're showing kavod to the mitzvah. You're being mechavod the mitzvah. Now, there's a bezundra than to be mechavod Shabbos. Okay, but who said, maybe kavod Shabbos is to buy a fancier fish. Where do you see mechal that you're doing it yourself shows kavod? Oh, that's what we saw by Rav Safra. Cut and paste that. That when you want to show kavod to a mitzvah, you show you're doing it yourself. And that's one of many pshatim, which I didn't discuss yet, and I don't know what my plan is yet, that it's vising kavod to the mitzvah. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said mekabel schar.
All you need is one thing. You need to say that by kedushin also. You should do one thing to get involved in the kedushin. Why does he need to be involved in the whole thing? Essentially, at the kedushin. He'll get busy buying her ring.
Let it be just one thing. Why does the actual Harayat Mekudeshesli? Why does the Harayat Mekudeshesli have to be the? That's the only thing.
It's a bar of covered isha.
No, cover the mitzvah. The mitzvah.
So the mitzvah is the kedusha. There's right. No other, the buying the.
Oh, you're coming to answer him. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's coming false. I have not competition. Cooperation. Okay, fine. Good. The Gemara says the Ma'aseh that the Chasson has to show up to the Chasna anyways, to the Kedushin. Why? Asur la'adam l'kadosh ad shirena. There's no Tavel HaMesav by a man. And therefore he has to show up and see her. Well, if she sends a Shliach, that's going to be a mess up. But he has to see her to pull off Asur la'adam l'kadosh ad shirena. That's more than mitzvah. That's Asur. Don't overdo it. It's not like the Kedushin's not Chal. If you send a Shliach, it's Ein Shliach V'Arvera. Usher, don't do it. It's not the right thing to do. But Lamaisa the Gemara says, and this is important, when the Mishnah said, Ha'ish Mekadosh, boy, Uvishluchai, boy was not to bring out the point of Mitzvah Boy Yosef Mibishluchai. No. Let's go back to that imagination that Lu Yitzuyer Kulai maybe when saying, we talked to Zatzah, that Mamish, Oysay Dover, Uvishluchai. No, rather we hear this asura shirenu. So Zokti Gemara, where did you see and prove and squeeze out the concept of mitzvah by Yosem Mibishlukai? From the second half, when she sends a shliach. Now, technical problem, if she sends a shliach and he shows up, he doesn't see her. You see that? And Rashi asked that, and we also asked that this lifnei iver, she's being machshel him in asul adam atshirenu. We can avoid that, but maybe he saw her before. But the Gemara says, on her, we're going to be in his fall, that on her, al tavel mace of tandu, there's no problem of asur atshirenu. She's going to make it work. So why does she have to show up and she can't send a shliach? Mitzvah ba, yosin de b'shluchai. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah does she have? What? Ooh, Sheves. What's Sheves? Help out the oil. No, what's Sheves? A pasuk in Yeshaya. Actually, it's a pasuk in Chagiga Daf Beis. I don't know about learning Navi, but we quoted from a Mishnah. Yeah? Loisaihu Baral Sheves Yitzara. But you jumped the gun 1 second. This, let's give a Hagdama. There's a mitzvah Peru Rufu. Our woman Chayiv in Peru Rufu. Machlekes Tanoim, Yivom Esamach Vavim Heyim in Beis. Machlekes Rav Yerichan and Babroik and Tanakama. We paskin Noshem Apata from Peru Rufu. Now, Noshem Apata from Peru Rufu. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Careful. Machlekes Rishonim. Like the Rambam, that Kedushin is a mitzvah. A woman also chayiv in that mitzvah. There's interesting view in the Rambam. If you look at the Frankel, there's different ways that works out. That in fact, like the Rambam, women are also have the mitzvah of Kedushin, not just the men. And this might be crucial. This might be crucial. I'll tell you why. Because it's possible that the Rambam holds that mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchi only applies not by a hechsher mitzvah, but only by the mitzvah itself. And what's the mitzvah boy Yosem Mibishluchi focused on, like the Rambam? Kedushin. What's her mitzvah? You can't throw me. She has Sheves. She wants to help him. She's Messiah, his mitzvah. We don't hear all of those things. Yeah, we hear all of that, but she could send a shliach to do that. Conveniently enough, a Moira de Kadiyak, the Oilam could look it up there and say for a mitzvah, this, the Rambam gives a whole list of mitzvahs and then says which one's Nosham Achayiv, which one's not. There's a little bit of Fagrayist over there. There's a way to squeeze it out that the Rambam, in fact, holds Peru Ravu, Nosham do not have, but Kedushin. Women are also chayiv, not just men. And that's conveniently perfect. That the Rambam is going to say, mitzvah ba, yoyisim mibishlukai for the Kedushin. But if you learn not like that, like the Rosh, none of them have the mitzvah of Kedushin, not the man, not her. What was the mitzvah ba, yoyisim mibishlukai? You talked about a detail. Doing the Kedushin. Why were you doing that? Preparing other things. Why were you doing the Kedushin and we were makpah that he should be doing the Kedushin? Because of the hechatim to get the Peru Revu. And what about her? What about her? You're telling me, and Lehed, you're telling me it's going on her because I'll him. You anyways have to show up by yourself and not send the shliach because and she has to show up. Why? Mitzvah ba. Which mitzvah? So there's an interesting mice. Women are pata from Peruvu, but we know the Gemara says in Yivam is besides the mitzvah of Peruvu, there's a few other mitzvahs. First of all, the person's supposed to be married anyways, even if he's 90 years old and he's not going to have kids, there's an Indian of not being, not staying alone, loitoyv. There's an of loitoyv, heyeisa adam levadoy. It's a mitzvah. Maybe. Excellent. Very good. Well, you put me on the spot in 1 second. There's a mitzvah. Let me work my bearings. Excellent. There's a mitzvah of loy toiv ha-yaisa adam levadai. Loy toiv is only on men or even women? Let's assume both. But I don't want to talk about loy toiv. Loy toiv is even for 90 years that aren't going to have kids. But even someone that is going to be able to have kids, besides the mitzvah of puruvu, which is a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, or noyach machlekes rishonim, I don't want to go there now. Actually, I'll go there. It says Peru Revu, Lashon Rabin. And Rabbi Yochanan Mabroika holds Peru Revu, Lashon Rabin, so men and women are chayiv. But then the Tanakhama says, no, it says, by Yaakov Avinu, Prey Revei, Lashon Yochid. Okay, yeah, but so why does it say Peru Revu, Lashon Rabin? So many Rishayim say, you missed the boat. Peru Revu in Parshas Bereishis is a bracha. And Peru Revu in Parshas Noyach, where the mitzvah is Lashon Rabin. Yeah, Noyach and sons. Yeah. Only men. But the Meshechachma says, thank you, that Be'etzim, the reason why women are pata from Peru Revu is because the Rechea Darkinoyim, and since women suffer from Leida, it's not, you're talking that the Torah Al Sni'imus would give them that mitzvah. Aber Koidim Chet Eitzadas. So then about Zok the Meshech Chochma, Koidim Chet Eitzadas, Peru Revu was in fact for women as well.
You don't have any mitzvahs
that cause you pain? Akash on the Meshech Chochma. But this mitzvah, which is split between men and women, it's Noy Mestaber. Good question. But the Meshech Chochma says that the Peru Revu of Parshas Bereishis is going on Odom and Chava, but that was Koidim Achet. Peru Revu of Parshas Noyach is going on Noyach and sons. Prayer Revei by Yaakov is only Lashon Yochid. But that was an aside. Like the Rosh, we're talking about mitzvah by Yosef Mibishluchai on her. Which mitzvah? So again, besides the mitzvah Pruravu, which we pass in Pruravu, does not apply to a woman, only men. There's two other. There's a lot of other things. There's the din of loytoyf. Loytoyf as in loytoyf yezad mavadai. There's also a din of a pasuk in Kehelas. Baboiker zra es zarecha uva erev al tanach yadecha, which means that even if you have children already, and you're makai Pruravu, it's because I have more children. That I have more talmidim, the Gemara says also the same thing. Do women have baboiker zra zarecha uva erev al tanach yadecha? So someone asked me a good question. L'chayra, where did he go? The erev al tanach yadecha is L'chayra saying, even if you already did Pruravu, do it weiter. But if women don't have Pruravu, how can you tell me L'erev al tanach yadecha should continue them having the Pruravu? Yesh Lodun. Yeah, oh, yeah, we're looking for you. Yesh Lodun for such a kasha. But there's one more pasuk. There's one more pasuk. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, Loi soy v'ra l'shev yitzhar. We want the world to be populated. It's not good for the world to stay desolate. Do women have that mitzvah of Shevis? That mitzvah of Shevis is a pasuk midivrei Kabbalah. Actually, so are women... Wait a second. Let's set this up. Are women chayiv in Pruravu? Machloikis tanoim. Yevom es samacheyem in beis. Are women chayiv in Loi toiv? The assumption of the oilam was yeah. A woman chayiv in Shevis.
What's the reason to say why not?
It's which one? Not which one? Prayer of Greyer Sakosev. No, one at a time. Excellent. I bavar. The Gemara. So the Gemara says by Peru Revu is because it says Peru Revu. Thank you for bringing it up. Bechiv Shuha. The ain't that derech shall isha lichpoish. And that's why we went apart from Peru Revu. Loi toif we said they have. And now, the finale here. Shevis. Loi soyu baral shevis yitzara. Are only men chayiv in Shevis or even women? What's the nafkamina? Fascinating zach. I brought it in the Bar Mikaymus today. Shmuel brings it in. Emes says we showing him about it already. The Gemara says in the Gilui you're not supposed to sell a sefer Torah, only for very exclusive, specific things. One of them is lisa isha. So to sell a sefer Torah to marry off a yosoim that has no other way of getting married, you sell the sefer Torah. Claire's the Beis Shmuel, and it's better than earlier Achrayim and Pais can talk about it. Will you sell a sefer Torah to marry off a yosoim? It's and because the Gemara says b'feirus, the reason why you sell a sefer Torah for marriage is not because of Puravu. That wouldn't have made a clinch. It's because of Shevis. And Shevis is like way important. Would you sell a sefer Torah to marry off a woman? No, but he has no problem. He has the money. He doesn't need a sefer Torah. The other side needs a sefer Torah. Will you sell a sefer Torah to marry off the Yisayim? The other side has money, but they're not going to go through it unless you get money from their side, and they have to sell a sefer Torah for it. That's the question. That's the facts on ground. Will you sell a sefer Torah for a yosoima? Zok de Shmuel, it's tali whether this shevis by a woman. Now, can you prove to me whether this shevis by a woman from kedushin mem aleph? Careful. The Gemara says he's getting ready. The Gemara says a man has to show up to his own wedding because of asur la'adam lekadosh es ha'isha atzirenu. Why does the woman have to show up? Not as that because Tavla makes a tandu. So why does the woman have to show up? Mitzvah ba yaisim mibishluchai. Which mitzvah? So the Ran in Ksubis and in Shuvah, Rabbi Kivega brings it from a Ran in Shuvah. I don't know why he doesn't quote the Ran in Ksubis. Says it's because she has a mitzvah that she's helping out him do a mitzvah. And it's not from helping out. I mean, you really need this help. I mean, someone else could help. Someone else could help also, but you need an isha. Someone's got to do it. You're not having every mabat. You need a woman still, right? So, the Ran goes and says it's because she's Messiah in his mitzvah. Frek Rabbi Kiveger, why don't you say because of Shevis? Why don't you say because of Shevis? Maybe there should be mitzvah by off Shevis. He wants the proof from there. Must be women don't have Shevis. But the fact is the women have Shevis? Machloikis, achroinim. So again, a quick recap now. No. But whatever we said yesterday, that Peru Revu was enough to trigger that even Kedusha needs mitzvah by, we're now going to say that Shevis also will trigger that even the Kedusha. And no, not some Zayitik detail of getting the wedding ready. The actually Harayat deal has to be done by her. Okay, can we wrap up? There's a third line of the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadosh es bitoy kishihinayra boyu v'shluchay. I saw a bomb kasha. I think the Meiri asked the kasha. Why does it say boy? Someone ever saw this kasha? Why does the Mishnah say boy? It says a father can marry his daughter boy. He could do it. And even a shliach can do it. I want to ask a kasha. L'chayr, if he could make a shliach to do it, so why does it have to say boy? Someone saw this kasha somewhere? No, not in the Reisha. On the third shura of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah, it says, Boy, because of Asar La'adam L'kadosh Ad Shirena. In the second line, it says, Boh, because of Mitzvah, Boh, Yaisim Shluchai. Why in the third line does it say, Ish M'kadosh Esbitoi, Boy, Uvi Shluchai? Let it. Aidi, nice tarots. I have six more, 1 second.
Double Aidi.
Boy, I got a niggin already also. But why does it say Boy? Why does it say Boy? The Emesis, the Meiri says, Amari the Keteretz. The Meiri says, we're not up to the Sugya, but the Gemara is going to say later that it's Medayik. Boyu v'shluchayim, the father himself, or his Shliach. To be Medayik, Bo'u v'shluchaloi, she herself, or her Shliach can't. It's a big machlokes, but that's the Gemara's Diyik. So the Meiri, if it would have only said v'shluchay, so then you, burst balloon, you would be Medayik. Okay, v'shluchay, he could make a Shliach in Bishlucha loy. She, for whatever reason, can't make a shliach. But maybe she herself would be able to. It had to say, boy, bumbidi bum, to teach you a diyuk, boy, the loy ba. And that's a good teretz also. But maybe the oilim could, maybe the reasons we mentioned before should apply. I was thinking of Osirat Shirena, maybe the Shver should see the Adam, he wants to check him out first. No? He should show up. He shouldn't send a shliach. He wants to see the. You want to check out. You want to check out the guy. Give him a faher. You know what? The faher, by the way, is both ways. The eidim is fahering. Okay, I don't know that now. But lechayr, you could say it's as osur laadam lekadosh ad shiira esachoson lo yedeya. But maybe we could say it's mitzvah boy. But I challenge you. If it's mitzvah boy, which mitzvah does the father have? That this should be a reason that he should be showing up to the chasana. Excellent. A pasuk in Kedushin that Kof Tesam Abayis. It's in Novi someone. Es Bnei Seichem Tenu Le Anoshim. Or maybe she's no. That's what I'm saying. No. 1 second. Memanishak. When the father's showing up, there's anyways a problem. He should show up with the girl, even though she's not doing the Kedushin. She's an Uber or 2 years old, whatever. He should show up.
Okay.
What? Okay, we'll eventually see it. Okay, fine. I'm planning Bo. I said even Uber. I went to Uber even. I went to Uber. The Naya doesn't know what's Uber. So that will come back tomorrow. Okay, and that's a good time. No, but again, another reason would be that if there's a mitzvah boy because he's misayaya in the husband's peruravu. Now, this is really getting far according to the Rush. There's no mitzvah of kedushin. But the husband is the father, the shver, is helping, is being misayaya in the mitzvah of peruravu, of the chasen. And even for such a hesher, he should show up and do that himself.
Our question was the second bubba.
The third bubba.
No, the second one already taught us by
Yosef. Oh, so excellent. Very good. Thank you. L'chayr, how can you tell me it's teaching mitzvah ba? We read another from the second bava. The Torah says that there is a rebusa now that even the mitzvah of tenula nashikam l'nashim or the hechsher mitzvah of being misayeya, the bava, the son-in-law, that even that has mitzvah ba. Okay, thank you.
As long as a shliach, is he a misayeya?
Yeah, why not? Okay, I'm going to say we're now getting started. We have a lot to do and we're getting started. What? There's a shaila about that. I didn't get up to the sugya of shliach, ayis shliach, but there's a shaila that maybe this should be a din. Shliach shouldn't be ayis shliach because mitzvah boy yaisim b'shluchay. Yes, there's raid about that. Much later, I wasn't planning to get there. No, stam. When a shliach is man another shliach, maybe there's an din of mitzvah boy. Mitzvah boy. No, I'm telling you, there's raid about it. I'm not sure I'm going to get there. What?
So the word is, it's not about, it's about,
no, it could be aschar. It could still be aschar. It could still be aschar. The schar of misayeya of that thing. Though the emes has cheshbonis, all kinds of schars. Now, we didn't even start yet. I want to talk about the topic of mitzvah by yosim b'shluchay. The concept of mitzvah by yosim b'shluchay is the Gemara in Kedushin daf memalef. The Gemara says it in the context of Kedushin / Peruvu and Kavod Shabbos / Oinik Shabbos v'chulei. We have a machlekes Rambam and Rosh, and we've dealt with it. We have a Magen Avraham that it applies by all mitzvahs. We have other places that say it only applies by some mitzvahs. I want to speak out a chiddush from the Netziv. The Netziv in Hamak She'ela writes an interesting chiddush. He says, in the idea of mitzvah by yosim b'shluchay, about a hechsher mitzvah, he says, he doesn't say it like this, but we'll say it like this, not all hechsher mitzvahs are created equal. And he suggests, sometimes there's a hechsher mitzvah that's mefurish b'kro. Example given, to build a sukkah, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, b'sukkah's teish b'shivas yomim. But to build a sukkah, it says, chag ha-sukkah's tasulacha. He's medayik from a she'iltis, but actually it's also a Rashi in Makas Tav Ches. Rashi in Makas Tav Ches says that when you kill a guy, the Meshoyeg again, you were chopping wood, Rashi says, chopping wood is reshus. Sakrashi. Because the chopping of the wood is only reshus. The mitzvah is the building of the sukkah. The mitzvah, it's also there's a source from the Yerushalmi, yes, but I'm quoting the Rashi and Makis Tavches. The Nitziv wants to die from this based on a Shilchus and a Yerushalmi, and that there's a bracha also, that you make a bracha when you make a sukkah, because it's not a mitzvah, don't overdo it. It's a Heksha mitzvah, but it's Heksha mitzvah mafurish bakra. And the Nitziv wants to suggest that Heksha mitzvah mafurish bakra is higher up there. Possibly even Heksha mitzvah she'eni mafurish bakra has mitzvah by Yerushalmi, possibly. But it's an extra oomph level. The heksher mitzvah hamafresh b'kra. You know, it's brought down mitzvah by yosim b'shulchan and b'dikas chametz. B'dikas chametz is mafresh b'kra or not? Bin balagan. I'm not going into all the details of masechta psachim for those that did or didn't do amad yomi. It's not pashit if b'dikas chametz. If I can find mamish a source b'kra, the doik ayin psachim daf. But he starts clearing, because over there by B'dikas Chametz, do you have to do all of it yourself, or it's enough to do part of it by yourself, have someone else do the rest of it, but at least somewhat you should do? Is that called Mefurish B'kra? Another one he has, it's brought down, and I brought all these Marim HaKaimis in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that the tchina of the mat, when you're grinding the wheat, you should do it yourself. Says the Nitziv, you know why? Because it's Mefurish B'kra. U'shmartem es ha-matzos. Ad kedekach has a beautiful deed. It says also by the baking of the matzahs, you should do it yourself. But if you look at the Rishonim, the reason they say you should bake the matzahs by yourself is because it says, lechem oini, ma darka shel oni lefos. Tepuk leos mitzvah boy. He says, no, because the baking of the matzahs, it doesn't say beforish in the pasuk. It's a murder de kazach. Techinas ha kemach, that's heksher ha meforish bakra. Building the sukkah, meforish bakra. Bedikas chametz, questionable. Baking the matzah, not. He quotes another one, Arichas Hamatzis. Anyone knows what Arichas Hamatzis is? I put it in the Marim HaKaimis. I'm not exactly sure when the Arichas Hamatzis is, before you bake it or after, but it's not Mefurish B'kra. And when Shulchan Aruch quotes that you're supposed to even that do yourself, you know who he quotes? It's a beautiful stickle. Noegin l'nakar harichayim b'babad, you do yourself. Harosh ha'yimishtadol b'mitzvah matzah mezaris b'arichasay. The Rosh. You know who's the Rosh? The Rosh is the one in our sugi we've been pumping for 2 days that says that there's mitzvah by Yosef Mibishluchai, even on Hechshel. The Rosh is the one that's going to say even Arichas Matzis has mitzvah by Yosef Mibishluchai. Without the Rosh, Techinas HaKemach, Mufurish Bekra, Afiyas HaMatzis is B'chal, a different din. Lechem Oini, Ma'adar Kishal Oni Lefois. Arichas HaMatzis, HaRosh Hoyim Mishtadel. The Rosh L'shitasi, add this to the list. The Rosh holds that even in a Hechshel mitzvah, there's a din of mitzvah by Yosemi
Bishlucha. The Kiddushin, the Spitz example of this, Hesher
Amfer. Only like the Rosh, like the Rambam Kiddushin, it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, about it.
Lashitasai. I mentioned it yesterday. Kiddush. We're all Mayak to be Yaitza Kiddush, which I may akaina. The Oilas Shabbos in Hilchas Kiddush, one of the Achrayim, in Arachayim, it's in Reshayim Gimel Hilchas Kiddush. He says there's an Indian you should do Kiddush yourself. Even though she may a kaina, mitzvah by Yosef Mibishluchai. Interesting. Bris Mila. There's a lot of cases. Let's see what we can accomplish. Bris Mila.
Shofar would be the same thing.
Though. No, Shofar is a whole separate topic because there's a big shailah. No, there's a big shailah by Shofar is the mitzvah of the tekiah or the shmiel. If the mitzvah is the shmiel, then everyone's doing it himself anyways. If the mitzvah is the tekiah, and it's a big tumult, is it because of shlichas or shemei a kaina? Maybe we'll have a separate shiur on Tekiah Shofar, Shmiya Shofar, the bracha, the Shmoya, Koyel Shofar. It's a big topic. I hear what you're saying. It's a big topic, Shmiya Shofar. Now, Bris Milo. The Darkei Moshe, that's the Ramah, on the tour in Simon Reish Samach Dalid, brings an Arzarua. The Arzarua is a Rishon. The Arzarua says, if the father knows how to do a Bris Milo himself, Asur Litein L'moyhel Acher. The Arzarua says, if you know how to model your own kid, it's usser to give it to someone else to do. Which isser? The Tvuas Shar, one of the Achrayim, says, it means mitzvah boy yoysim ibishluchai. Wow, that's usser. Mitzvah boy yoysim ibishluchai. You know, in our sugi we said, there's mitzvah boy and there's usser actually yorena. That's like, now we're saying, usser lasoy sal yidei shluchai. I don't know how dark this issue is. The Ksois brings this to a shore in Simon Shinpei Bays in August. It has a different shot. But it's a fascinating idea that there was a tzad, that the pshat in the Arzarua is osir la'adam, to not mal his own kid, if he's able to, and give it to a shlich. Now, There's a lot of information here, so Rabbi Yossi, let's see what we can accomplish. Ishtai Kegufay. The Olam is familiar with the concept of Ishtai Kegufay? The Olam is familiar? Where does it say it? It's a Gemara, it's a Chazal, it's a Rishon, it's a Pasuk. What? Pasuk. Lagavi, which context? What context is it brought down?
Nair.
What? The Pasuk can bring it. Mishnah Berurah brings it, Lagavi, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Ishtai Kegufay. Mitzvah boy, Yoyser, Nivashluchay. But what about your wife? Is that called you did it? Ishtai Kegufay.
I can't wait to see what that's going to be. We have to see what the wife at the time. Ishtai
I'm getting it. Ishtai Kegufay, I have another one. Yad Poyel, Yad Ebet, Yad Rabbi. I have a whole list. Avada, we have to. That's what I want to know. But you know, I'll tell you a story. The Sava Mislabotka once went. The Sava Mislabotka once went to a Yugaman and says, "You're helping out. You're helping out. It's Friday morning." He says, "You're helping out in the Hachanas for Shabbos." So he said, "Kedushin the mouth." He said, "What about Ozleif Tazleif Imo? Basic Menschlich Chayim." Oh, what about Ozef Tazef Imoy? But now I'm asking for Kerik. What about but Ishtai Kegufay? And you know, you want to say there's many Majakas? Yad Ebet Yad Rabbi. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Rav Safra Machrech Reisha, he didn't have his Avodim do it. What do you mean? Avodim, Yad Ebet Yad Rabbi. Maybe that is enough. Maybe only Shluchai Shel Adam doesn't make the cut. What about Ishtai Kegufay? Would you say Ishtai Kegufay could override and count Mamash Gnoy literal? You know what? I don't remember who told me this last time, but Kedushin, if you want to be Mekadosh Isha, and yes, Mitzvah Bayosim and Shluchai, but before Chayin Rabbeinu Gershim, you can send your first wife to be the Shliach Lailocha for the Kedushin for the second wife. Because it's like Kegufay. And maybe you're even Yotza actually a Renner for that. I don't know. I don't want to get involved with
it.
What? Right over. Okay, what? What? It's something a lot of things. But, okay, there's a Chayin Rabbeinu Gershon. She could, 100%. Yeah. A woman can be Shliach. Yeah, Gemara can get, yes, 100%. She could be a Shliach. She could be a Shliach. Your wife could, 1 second. Avada, a person's wife could be a Shliach. A person's wife could be a shliach, could be mechadish from another woman. That for sure is true. I'm being mechadish that there's no problem. I'm mitzvah by yosim mishluchai because it's just like a gufay. Shvertzik loyve. I'll tell you a story that happened exactly to the day 125 years ago. This letter from the Aderes and a day, from written on Rosh Chodesh Elul Tofresh Samach. He needed to get his shinayim malachotiyot. What do you call that? His dentures. He needed to send to a goy to fix his fake teeth. And he was mocked. He realized after he sent them, and he has to pick them up before Shkia, B'yoy me titin scharay. And he was already older, and they said, well, someone will send someone. He says, no, mitzvah bo yoysim b'vishluchay. He said, his wife said, I'll go. No, mitzvah bo yoysim b'vishluchay. He was mocked at himself. And then he says, he writes in the letter, he said, he got messed up. So the guy overcharged him. So he saw maybe he did something wrong. But he was mocked on b'yoy me titin scharek. Now that's a very big chiddush. There's a tshuva zachiezer, and many achronim I still talk about it on ben adam lamok on ben adam lachaderoi things on tashlum and on peroyim. There's mitzvah b'yoyisim b'shluchai. The ikar is that the guy should get his money paid. It's a very big chiddush that there's mitzvah b'yoyisim b'shluchai even on what's called. Now another major shaila which splinters into our challenge dialem. I have 14 afkaminis, but I want more. But it's one shaila really. 1 second. It's really one shaila. Mitzvah by Yosim Mibishluchai is a milo, yeah? More schar, more covid, more shlemus of the mitzvah. Suggested, yeah? Question. What if, on the scale of things, there's efshar ulai, halachically, a reason that maybe if someone else will do the mitzvah will be better, shener, more mutzlach, more b'shlemus. Dafka ide someone else for a different reason. How do you measure? Should you clean your shirt for Shabbos yourself? Or maybe if someone else will do it for you, will be a little cleaner. Now, what's a little? What if it's mom, she's going to be dirty? What about, I'll give you a few examples again. I have a whole bunch. There's an inyan you're supposed to build the sukkah right away, Moitzi Yom Kippur. It's brought down in the Ramah. There's Makairis and the Rishonim. There's an inyan Mechayel Ochoyel right after Yom Kippur to build the sukkah. Moitzi Yom Kippur. Now, Moitzi Yom Kippur, you're from Atat. You're either going to make a shliach to do it then, or you'll wait till tomorrow and you'll do it yourself. What's better, mitzvah by Yosim b'shluchai or the mile of Yom Kippur? What's better, mitzvah by Yosim b'shluchai or Zrizin? What's better, mitzvah by Yosim b'shluchai or Beroiv Am Hadras Melech? What's better, mitzvah by Yosim b'shluchai or if the mitzvah is going to be done with more kavana by someone else? What's the din if you want to write a Sefer Torah and you have a nice ksav, but someone else has a nicer ksav? Do you get the point? So I want to clear these kind of shilas. Where does mitzvah bar yosem ibishluchai plug in to the maila of the schar, the chashivis, the kavod, the shleimus of the mitzvah biyachas to various other mailas in mitzvah, roivam, zrizin, hider, v'chule. If someone wants to make a list of 26 things, shrugs. So it would be a nice shayla, but it would be a proper for mitzvah boy. I mean, I have in the Sharetziyah that by Hilchas Shabbos specifically, mitzvah boy even counts as bittul Torah and coming late to davening. But that's only by the mitzvah boy of the Shabbos. It's not the allgemeiner one. There's a whole system running over here. We have to make a whole chart and we have to work it out. There's a fascinating chiddush. What? He says, awesome. Yeah, what if the guy does a better job? Yeah, check his first three kids. What happened? You know what I'm saying? That's the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. By the way, this Shiloh of measuring milas and mitzvah is not here. One of the classic Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah is it better to blow shofar by Shachris because of Zrizin or by Musaf because of Beroivam? And the Maskana is Musaf. But the Gemara puts up front there, Roiv Am against reason. That's by the way, the most classic source for this kind of ladder questions. Right? Milas and mitzvahs, how do they like confront each other? But it's not an exact science, as the one that asked me about the white shirt. I mean, it's not like it's not black and white. I mean, the fuel cleaner also will be quite clean, just it will be cleaner. What?
This is where the different minhag of the Kiddush come from. Some people, the whole family makes it.
Yeah, Avada. It's totally in this. Avada is totally in this. Excellent. There's an interesting Marami Rutenberg, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gulen Yashas brings that Ad Kedei Kach, if someone is Makadosh and Isha Al Yedei Shliach, first he only did the Kedushin. The Nesuin a year later, he's showing up himself, right? There's no Shlichus on that. There's a Tzad that when he comes a year later to do it, he does Kedushin again and should make a new Birchas Erisin. And the Achrayim Tumel on that. What does that mean, Bechlal? Hare, it was already Chal. What's the deal going to be with that? L'chayr, there's no makam to don that as a well, they didn't make the bracha. They made a bracha the first time also, but you get a different masada condition the second time. It'll be a different guy making the bracha. I'm telling you, we can work it out. We can work it out on all fronts. It will be a different connection, but we can work it out. The pashtus. What? Oh, but Birchas HaShvach, no. Ooh, is he going Birchas HaShvach or Birchas Mitzvah? That's interesting, I don't know. I want to leave the island with an interesting Shiloh. The Marsha in Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin, has a kasha. The Gemara says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kolatera Kula. Afilu Koydim Shinitna. And the problem is that Avram Avinu, when he is meeting up and going down to Mitzrayim, he tells Sarah, "Hine no yadat ishi ifasmara." There's many pshat, but Rashi brings a pshat that he Pasha never knew that she was ishi ifasmara. There's another pshat that he's saying now we have to be worried about the fact that you're ifasmara because we're going down to Mitzrayim. But one of the pshatim is that literally he says, "Hine no yadat ishi ifasmara," which means he never saw her. Avram Avinu kayim kol ha-terukula. Avram Avinu kayim kol ha-terukula. Osir la adam lekadosh es ha-isha ad shir ena. I don't know about 26. I want 11 trutzim for that. Okay, 10 more trutzim. Excellent. 10 more. Thank you, Ezra. 10 more trutzim.